welcome to the Slow the Fuck Down Show. I'm Sensuality Coach Casey Hall.
And I'm Trauma Healer Elizabeth Menzel. Each episode, we choose a theme and explore different stories, skills, and songs on that theme to help slow you down and lift you up throughout the pandemic and beyond. As a special thank you to all of our Slowdown fans, we offer you our entire class on the science of staying centered in a stressful world so you can feel empowered anyway.
It's our hugest slowdown skill. So get cozy, grab your favorite beverage, and soak in our soothing support. All right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm Sensuality Coach Casey Hall.
And I'm Trauma Healer Elizabeth Menzel.
And Elizabeth is an expert in neurobiology of trauma and happiness. She is the founder of the Happy Woman Academy. She's distilled 3 decades of professional practice into this simple 5-step neuro-based embodiment system that you're going to learn today. My favorite thing about Elizabeth is every time we have a Zoom meeting, she changes her name to something really funny at the bottom, and I don't catch it until like halfway through, and it always makes me laugh.
Yeah, I call myself really absurd names. Okay. Yeah. So Casey began her career 12 years ago, teaching nutrition and physical activity to children and adults with disabilities. She went on to teach wellness in the corporate world, focusing on disease management, weight loss, and holistic stress management. Now, as a certified sex, love, and relationship coach, Casey teaches that sensuality is the key to healing your relationship with yourself. And my favorite thing about Casey is she exquisitely listens, so I really feel heard. She also has a wicked sense of humor. So we co-host the podcast Slow the F Down Show, and today we are going to blow your minds with neuroscience and help you get and stay centered in your power, even in a crazy stressed out world.
We've got a lot to share in a short amount of time. So take out or pull up your worksheets that were emailed to you so you can follow along.
And if you didn't download them, don't worry about it. You can write it down, type it on a note on your phone or on your computer. But we do want you to have these so you can really apply this to your life at the end. So who here feels stressed out, frustrated, overwhelmed, or depleted of energy? Anyone? You're not alone. Pre-pandemic, 90% of doctor visits were due to stress-related symptoms.
And now, due to the pandemic, the Census Bureau stated that more than a third of Americans, that's 103 million people, have displayed clinical signs of anxiety, depression, or both since the coronavirus started.
Right. But Casey and I have been feeling calm, centered, empowered throughout the whole pandemic because we use this 5-step system we're about to teach you. It's based in neuroscience and it always works. And you're probably already doing things that help you feel centered, but the problem is they only work for a short amount of time and sometimes they don't work at all. So with this reliable 5-step system, you'll have a simple checklist to help you stay centered, calm, and empowered, even during stressful times.
So by the end of the class, you'll know how to calm anxiety and lift depression, connect with your inner power, even when you're stressed, and feel centered no matter what. We promise to tell you the number one thing that makes this all stick and how you can take your healing deeper.
And what we really want you to know is that no matter what you've been through, no matter your traumas, you get to be empowered anyway. The outside stressors and BS aren't going to stop. And even though you can't control what's going on outside of you, you can have a lot more control than you think of how you feel on the inside. So get good at these 5 steps because the world needs more centered and empowered people. So let's start. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop down and get cozy wherever you're at. And just be here now and open up to let in what you need from this class today so you can feel more empowered in your life.
So go ahead and grab your worksheets. You'll see the first thing that's said is on a scale of 1 to 10, how easy is it for you to consistently feel calm and centered?
1 is that you're a freaked out, stressed out mess all the time, and 10 is you're a total Zen master.
Think of one issue in particular you're going through, like change. Just choose one, write it on your worksheet. So for example, why I'm here today is. Stay till the end of class so you can see how these steps work together and how they can apply to your specific situation.
So you can go ahead and unmute yourself and shout out the answers to this question. When I'm uncentered, I feel. That's either your emotions, how you feel when you're uncentered, or even physical sensations, something going on in your body. Like I get really, really tight, and I get butterflies in my stomach, and I get easily overwhelmed when I'm not centered.
I get spacey and anxious.
So go ahead and shout them out. Unmute yourself in the lower left-hand corner and shout out how you feel when you're uncentered.
Unfocused, anxious, and stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
Like I'm not taking a deep breath. Like my breath feels really shallow.
Yeah.
Nauseous. I feel sick to my stomach.
Yep.
Oh, girl.
Irritable.
Irritable. Oh, yes. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay.
All right. So it seems that you're all clear on how you feel when you're uncentered. What do you do when you're uncentered? Like what happens? Like I bump into things a lot. I've had 11 concussions. And all I can see is the negatives. Like all I see is problems. I never see how anything can work out. I get really, really dark. So what do you do when you're uncentered?
I stare at the walls, wondering why I can't find my way out of the rut.
Mm. Yep.
I play spider solitaire.
Got you.
Yep.
To try to calm myself down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lose my phone all the time. Just like have to have my boyfriend call me.
Oh God. Yeah. I lose my keys, my phone. I exemplify the stress because then I'll have something that I just had in my hand and I can't find it. So then I have like a bigger meltdown because I'm trying to get out the door. And then I go into major conflict within myself because I feel that I'm self-sabotaging myself. And so then I start yelling at myself and telling myself how stupid I am and how could I F that up when I just had it 10 seconds ago.
Yeah. So you get really hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. You yell at yourself.
Yep.
Right. You make the stress, you blow the stress up even more.
Yes.
So very clear. You guys have a clear understanding of what you do when you're uncentered. Now let's look at the other side. How do you feel in your emotions or sensations in your body when you're centered? How do you feel when you're centered? Like I get very playful with my boyfriend. I get very calm. I don't worry. Like I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like I have huge things going on in my life right now. And I'm just like, yeah, it's going to work out.
Yeah, much more optimistic and confident.
Yeah, much more positive.
Confident. Calm, unfazed.
What was that?
Calm and unfazed.
Not yes. Oh yeah, unfazed.
I like unfazed. That's,
That's it.
Yeah.
You feel unfazed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. You guys clearly know how you feel when you're centered. And what do you do when you're centered? Like I remember to eat, right? I remember to exercise. Like I'm really in touch with my intuition. So what do you do when you're centered?
I stop staring at the walls and actually get things done.
Yeah.
Get things done.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's just sitting outside or exercise or gardening or writing or whatever it is.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. What else we got?
Yeah, I think I prepare, like I can journal and then I also prepare for my week ahead or my day ahead. Like when I'm calm and centered, I'm much more productive.
Yeah, prepared. I love that. Anyone else got a hot one?
Yeah, I stop looking for some things outside myself for like self-soothing and start looking inward and allow myself to guide what I need to get done instead of just distraction. Yeah.
Beautiful. Instead of the distraction taking you away. Beautiful. I'm so glad you all also know what it feels like and what you do when you're centered. And that feeling of being centered is the feeling of you connected to your power. So when people say they want to be empowered, it means they are plugged in to their center. They're connected to that sense of power. And when you have those centered feelings, what you're experiencing is a functional and chemical switch in your brain. And you feel calm. You feel, optimistic, confident,
unfazed.
Our favorite one. And things just fall into place.
Yeah. I used to go through my day in automatic pilot, and I just kept pushing through the agenda of the day. I was stressed out all the time. And when I first started practicing centering myself, I realized how crappy and out of control I felt. So I slowly made changes to start to feel better because I know how good it feels to be centered. And now I feel good most of the time. And I feel like I have a general sense of control over myself, even when stuff gets really hard.
Yeah, and often that centered flow, empowered state happens by accident. I'm sure you pop in and out of feeling centered all day, but it might be hard to stay in that calm, centered, empowered place for long, because let's face it, it's really easy to get thrown off with homeschooling, work, relationships, the upcoming election. So many stressors are pulling you in all different directions that are all away from your center.
And so if you feel unfocused, stressed, overwhelmed, irritable, you stare at the wall, you play spider solitaire.
When you're uncentered.
And when you're centered, you feel optimistic, confident, unfazed, you get things done, you feel more prepared. Doesn't it make sense to try to stay centered all the time? We screw things up and waste a lot of time when we're uncentered. And those screw ups can cost you time, relationships, and money.
So thumbs up if you think it's great to be get and stay centered on purpose anytime you want. Yay! Summer. Then you can feel like this chick all of the time. So step one of the happy woman formula is bring, as in bring yourself to center. It's going to our belly.
Yes. We see our bellies.
So bring yourself to center. If you want to do that, it helps you to remember when you assign an action. I'm going to come back home. I'm going to bring myself to center. I'm going to plug into my power.
So you do this before an important meeting, before an uncomfortable situation, before you decide what to eat for lunch. You want to get centered first.
Yes. From now on, no making any more decisions until you're centered. No driving, no calling your ex, no dealing with your kids, no drunk texting, no doing anything until you are centered first. And soon you're going to know how to get centered in seconds. And then you'll be even more of an empowered badass than you already are. Because what we know for sure is, if you aren't training yourself to feel centered, you are training yourself to feel uncentered. So you've probably done mindset work and other practices to help you feel centered, which is great, but this is the common problem. Many of those good things you're already doing for yourself are step five, and there are four steps that you have to do first to make this work. You can't construct a building by starting on the fifth floor or it will collapse, and you can't do these steps out of order or you will collapse.
So from now on, whenever you find yourself feeling unfocused, stressed, overwhelmed, irritable, whenever you find yourself staring at the wall, watching spider solitaire, making things bigger deals than they are, this is your get centered alarm. So you can literally do this with your hands. But use these.
Every time you're having a freak out, it's not telling you to go faster or work harder or do more. It's telling you to slow down and bring yourself to center. The next four steps are going to show you exactly how to do that. So once you're in your set, once you remember this, bring yourself to center, that's going to remind you, your thumbs are right there on your abdomen. Take a deep breath. So get this. If your breathing is shallow and fast, your brain has to make stress hormones. It has to. But if your breathing is slow, oops, hold on. Okay, if your breathing is deep or slow or the right way for what you need in the moment, it has to make relaxation hormones.
Yes, and what you may not know is that you can switch on your relaxation hormones to stay calm and empowered even when times are tough. I remember when I first learned that I could turn on my relaxation hormones using my breath, and now whenever I'm in a stressful situation, I can just breathe and instantly start to feel better.
Right. And we're going to teach you a very special trick for the right kind of breath in the moment. But first, some neuroscience.
Yay!
So these get activated during stress. Your breathing gets faster. Your senses get keener. Your memory gets sharper. You're less sensitive to pain. You have an increased ability to focus. This is what I call the light side of stress. And this is why people like stress. These things happen to save your life in an emergency, and that's awesome, but be warned.
There's a dark side to stress, and there's a price that you pay for using stress to motivate you. So these things shut down during stress: your digestion, your immune system, your metabolism. And your metabolism is the process by which your body converts what you eat and drink into energy. So your energy levels depend on your metabolism. The stress response is supposed to be a sudden and temporary state to increase your chances of surviving an attack on your life. So go ahead and think back to the last time that you felt stress. Might not have been that long ago, given it's 2020. Was there an attack on your life, or were you simply annoyed? What's important to know is that the same chemicals that flood your bloodstream, whether you're about to die or whether you're just pissed off, are the same. And if you don't burn the chemicals that are produced during the fight or flight stress response, they actually soak back into the soft tissue of your body. And this causes emotional distress, physical tension, and pain.
That's right. And most people think that trauma only comes from big, horrible, life-threatening events like war or an assault. But trauma happens in a very common way, from cumulative stress building up in your system, like 1,000 tiny little cuts that happen over your lifetime. And this built up stress inside of you becomes trauma. In fact, the shortest definition of trauma is stuck stress. And the more often you use stress, and the more often you use stressing out over things that aren't life threatening, the more your brain gets wired to use the stress response for every little non-life-threatening thing. You train your brain to stress out, and that's what causes chronic stress. Do you know a drama queen? Or are you one? A drama queen is an adrenaline and stress hormone addict. And who feels pissed off about everything going on in the world right now? Or have you been arguing more often, more short-tempered, or goaded into Facebook comment wars? We get that. And who feels like running away to a cabin in the woods and hiding out? Or who's been numbing out by binging on Netflix or scrolling social media? Yeah, we get it all. What you're feeling is the flight, fight, freeze, faint response of stress. Freeze and faint is one that people don't know as well. The freeze and faint response are like the deer in headlights, or I just go to sleep right here. And you might nod off, like I used to pass out every day around 3 p.m. So these five steps we're teaching you will help you calm your nervous system and get centered in your power again and again and again. And then when you get mad, you still get to have your emotions, but you get centered and you can fight smarter. And instead of running away, you can give yourself alone times and little breaks throughout the day so that that doesn't build up inside of you. And when you go numb, you can make sure to take really good care of yourself. With practice, you'll be able to break your stress habit or addiction. So, and stop getting triggered so often.
Some of you might feel really stressed out about feeling stress, which only increases the amount of stress that you're feeling.
That's what Anna was talking about.
Yes. then it's super important to practice switching on your relaxation response on purpose. Then you'll keep getting better at relaxing during those non-threatening life situations that used to stress you out. So just a few months ago, for example, I had a really hard time speaking on camera and being seen on camera. And look at me now. I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing fucking great. So if you aren't training yourself to feel centered, you are training yourself to feel uncentered. And yes, we're going to keep reminding you of that. So stress is not a villain. It's a superhero, but it should only show up on special occasions to save your life. So here's the best breath trick from the Happy Woman Formula Training Program, where I teach over 40 centering exercises. When you feel anxious, when you're really pent up, when you're pushing yourself too fast and you're really nervous, you want to actually exhale longer. People think always just take slow, calm, deep breaths. But actually, when you're really anxious, you want to empty out all the air first. So a regular in-breath and then. And I bend over and really push it out. So when it's all empty, it's going to force you to take a big gulp of air. That's when you know you've really emptied it out. This triggers a certain part of your brain where PTSD lives and starts to soothe it. It's also really great for your vagus nerve. Mm. Now, when you're feeling depressy and really low energy, that's when you want to take those really big inhales and then just exhale a normal amount of time. So a really big, as much as you can, and then just normal exhale. And then really big. This will increase your energy and lift your mood when you're feeling depressy. So remember, use your breath to switch off stress and switch on relaxation. So bring breath. The third step is
body. And so for body, you're just going to take your arms and hug yourself. So everybody go like this. It feels nice.
Body, I love you.
Just take a moment to notice how you're sitting. Go ahead and see if you can make yourself even 1% more comfortable. A little adjustment here, reposition. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? This step reminds us to connect, listen, and care for our bodies. I've coached thousands of people in wellness, and the most common mistake I saw was ignoring your basic biological needs. So drinking water, eating, moving. And it's not your fault. We have this society that kind of tells us that we have to push through it. In every job that I've ever had, I've been encouraged to ignore my body's needs. So when I was a waitress, I didn't get a break unless we were slow. When I was a teacher, my break period was filled with extra duties. So I either had to just eat super fast or hold my pee for hours. Now, how many of you, show of hands, have had jobs out there that have required you to neglect your body's biological needs?
Yeah.
So this is important because your brain needs two things to function properly. Fuel in the form of nutrients and oxygen, and activation in the form of movement. So this is why you can't stay centered without taking care of your breath and body first. If either of these are missing, you lose focus, you make mistakes, it's easy to be in a bad mood, aka hangry. Hangry, by the way, is one of my alarm bells, my get centered alarm bells. Whenever I feel hangry, I'm like, okay, bring it back to center. It's my next step. And without proper fuel and activation, your brain will not produce enough dopamine. And that's why you feel drained, unmotivated, have a lack of will to move, and eventually a lack of ability to move. So here's a fun fact. Using your brain burns extra calories. So when you do hours and hours of work in the computer, you're actually burning calories and you still need fuel in the form of nutrients and oxygen. This is why most people feel underfueled. When you don't get enough nutrients, it leads to that brain fog feeling and you end up working harder, not smarter.
And this is a bigger problem than you might realize. When we don't get enough nutrients or movement, our brain sees that as a threat on our life. And guess what? Creates even more stress hormones. Add in a lack of work-life balance, worrying about the future, lack of sleep, money problems, murder hornets, all of your daily stressors pile up inside of you, and your threat bucket can overflow in the form of physical and emotional pain. And if you're like most people, you're stuck in a pattern of habitually ignoring your body's needs. Women are especially good at ignoring their pain and just pushing through. But your pain is trying to get your attention. It's telling you something is going wrong and that you need to take care of your body. So please stop ignoring your pain. It's trying to help you. The number one thing that empties my threat bucket, cured my chronic pain, reduced my anxiety and depression. I had severe anxiety and depression from post-traumatic stress disorder, is the nonlinear movement method class. It's like a shower for your cells on the inside, empties that threat bucket. I teach twice a month. I know a lot of you have been there. and you love how great you feel after class. And this is why it's emptying out your threat bucket.
Maybe you have a habit of putting tasks before your body's needs, putting other people's needs before your own, judging your body, ignoring your pain, ignoring your intuition. The more you heal the relationship with your body, the easier it is to feel centered. The better you get at being able to hear your intuition, the more empowered you become. And when you listen to your own wisdom, you are less likely to doubt yourself or be influenced by outside forces. These are the things that I help women with as a sensuality coach.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That takes us to step four. So you brought yourself to center using your breath, taking care of your body. And now it's time to just be. And this is the hardest one for my clients to master, because we are brought up in a society that values doing, and we stake our personal value on how much we accomplish, not on how well we feel.
Study shows that 70% of Americans feel burned out. Thumbs up if you ever feel burned out.
Okay, we got some.
Some.
We got some. Mm-hmm. So there's a phenomenon originally named in Japan, but it's widespread throughout Asia, and I dare say in the United States, and it's called karoshi, and it means worked to death. And the major medical causes of karoshi are deaths by heart attack and stroke due to stress and a starvation diet.
In contrast to karoshi, the country of Bhutan switched from basing their economy from a gross domestic product to gross national happiness. What changed when they shifted from a money-based system to a wellness-based system? According to the World Happiness Report, yes, that's a thing, a lot changed. Their citizens experienced higher quality of life, lower levels of corruption, higher literacy rates, a smaller income gap, wider access to healthcare, higher life expectancy rates, and a healthier work-life balance, which all ended up raising their gross domestic product. So burning yourself out does not produce better outcomes.
Exactly. Thumbs up if you always finish everything on your to-do list on time by the end of the day. By the end of the day, everything's done. Yeah, zero thumbs up, of course. Nobody does. And the problem isn't that you're not doing things fast enough. So stop being hard on yourself. The problem is that you set an impossible amount of tasks to do in one day. You've got to prioritize, let go of what isn't really important that day, and seriously chunk down your big tasks into tiny bite-sized pieces. I'll give you a little story. I had one of my overdoer clients, Stacey, you know exactly who I'm talking about. I had her do an experiment. She cut her to-do list in half. And she said, I was still busy all day, but I stayed centered and present. I did each thing calmly, and I actually enjoyed it. I felt satisfied at the end of the day. You were right, Elizabeth. Oh, music to my ears. So you can try getting your huge to-do list done and feel wiped out or miserable, or you can do little bite-sized tasks, get a nice dopamine hit of happy hormones. And when you achieve each little goal, that's what happens. You get a dopamine hit. and you feel naturally motivated to do more. So centered humans prioritize how they feel over how much they can achieve. Be like centered humans.
I taught holistic stress management for 8 years, and so I saw a lot of patterns. I'd have a customer who would rate themselves an 8 out of 10 on the stress scale. I would advise them to lower their stress, and they'd give me one of these lines. Well, unless I'm stressed out, I won't get anything done. Or, well, stress motivates me. Or, if I feel relaxed, I'll fall apart. And every time I heard this, I had so much compassion in my heart because I knew it was coming. And like clockwork, on our next call, I would call and ask how they were doing. They would say, oh, I'm really sick. And they were sick because their immune system tanked. And that left them less able to do the things that they needed to do in the first place. The Norwegian University of Science and Technology proved that alpha and theta waves, which are healing brain waves, actually increase when you're in a state of being.
Right, and that increases your productivity. So when you're relaxed, you get more done. So not only does being boost productivity, but it ends up saving you money. I've treated too many good women who overdid it for years and then couldn't get out of bed for months. And they racked up medical bills and they lowered their income due to disease, broken bones, or adrenal burnout. So don't burn out. Take bee breaks. Set an alert in your phone to get up, move, eat, get outside for just a few minutes. Stop looking at screens and just be. Give your brain the fuel and activation that it needs.
All right, so thumbs up if you're willing to take more pee breaks and more bee breaks.
Excellent.
Yay, lots of thumbs. This is cool. Have you ever heard of the experiments done on the Buddhist monks? The results show that you can raise immunity, lower blood pressure, secrete happy hormones, actually change your brain structure no matter what age, and create new neural pathways, all by regularly meditating and thinking positively.
So yes, positive affirmations and positive imagination scientifically is proven to work.
All right, so you'll see in this next slide, B is the actual position in the hand motion that we've assigned to this one. So you B, and you'll also notice that there is not a cell phone or an iPad or any type of electronical device in my hand. And this is really important because the average person checks their phone 150 times a day. So when you give yourself a B break, unplug.
Yes. And here is how else B works for you. Someone says something that upsets you and you flare up with your anger and you want to sass back. That's your alarm bell. Remember, if you aren't feeling centered and calm, you're uncentered, and you don't do or say anything until you're centered again. You don't want to lash out, but you don't want to stuff it way back down deep inside either. So what do? You take a deep breath. You drop your shoulders from your ears. You stand tall, and you let yourself just be present. You don't have to do or say anything right away, but if you say something, say, I just need a moment. This is the power of the pause, and it works like magic to diffuse conflict. So when you're centered again, you can re-engage instead of making things worse between you and another person by being uncentered and lashing out. You build bridges when you get centered.
B is a very powerful step.
So step 5 is bold. Bold. It's a power pose. We're in a big X. Now it's time to build the 5th floor. Bold is your action step to come to your center and your power. And usually people get frustrated because it's the thing they do first and then it doesn't work for very long. And now you know your brain needs step 1 through 4 to happen first. I divide your actions into 2 directions, inner world and outer world actions.
Inner-world actions are things you can do alone inside of you. So for example, meditating, positive affirmations, reading, having a cup of tea, taking a bath.
Exactly. And when I teach inner world skills, I also teach energy skills, like the four main ways that energy flows and how to work with all of your chakras. So you can really have a lot of inner world skills to draw from.
So go ahead and write three inner world actions that help you feel centered that you already like to do. So you can take some of the ones from the list or come up with your own.
And if you don't have three already, put down something that you would like to do, like go for a walk in nature, sit and watch the birds. They're right there, good students. We see you writing, that's great, great students, I love it. So you've got some inner world actions written down. You can keep writing if you need to while you listen to this mind-blowing fact. Molecular biologists have proven that a positive or negative attitude can change your cell structure, turning diseased cells into healthy cells.
In short, negative thinking can hurt you and positive thinking can heal you.
But here's the catch. Because your brain's job is to keep you alive, it's always on the lookout for danger. So it pays more attention to your negative thoughts. Maybe you have noticed that once you start thinking negative thoughts, you can't stop. Studies show that women criticize themselves a minimum of 8 times a day, half starting before 9:30 in the morning. So raise your hand if you can be hard on yourself. Yeah, research suggests it takes 5 positive thoughts just to neutralize 1 negative thought. So you need 6 or more positive thoughts to even start to feel better. So for every time you think, I'm not good enough, you've got to think, I am good enough, at least 6 times to start feeling better about yourself.
I did this for the entire month of July. And in the beginning, it felt a little bit out of reach. But by the end of the month, I was like, wow, this is actually working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've worked with plenty of people who can't feel good for more than a few seconds at a time. And maybe that's hard for you too. It used to be super hard for me. My client, Stephanie, is this brilliant CFO. She made a really good living, but she worked herself into the ground. She was up at 9 and she would work until midnight. And even though she felt exhausted, she said she could never truly unwind and relax. And she eventually had a nervous breakdown. After working with me, she released her painful beliefs around, I just was really thinking about her and I like just really felt her in my heart. Mm-hmm. She released her painful beliefs around low self-esteem and low self-worth. Like, I have to suffer to make a lot of money. I don't deserve to feel happy. And she really practiced the happy woman formula every single day for a whole summer. She never skipped a day. And she regularly emptied out her threat bucket at the nonlinear movement method classes so she wouldn't overflow with pain. And that raised her ability to be able to feel happy and relaxed for longer periods of time. And then everything changed for her. She has a brand new job that she loves. She's out of the door by 5 p.m. every night. She still clears 6 figures a year. And she actually said this sentence to me. I'm basically happy and relaxed all of the time. Now I work half the hours and make twice the money. Wouldn't you love to say that out loud and have it be totally true for you?
That story makes me happy.
You don't even know Stephanie.
I know. I'm just
she was like, use my name. Tell everybody.
All right, so let's look at how you can make new positive thoughts. Your mind is like a jungle full of 70 to 90,000 thoughts per day. Think of them like trees. Imagine how thick the forest is.
Yeah. And in our everyday lives, we have to navigate that jungle. Neural pathways strengthen with use and they weaken with disuse. So we automatically choose the stronger neural pathways that we use more, which makes them even stronger. And that's why it can feel impossible to just be positive when we're having doomsday thoughts. So if you don't have super strong neural pathways to positive thoughts, it's hard to just snap out of it and feel good. Even when we know the thought or behavior is going to take us to a dark place, we still walk down it.
because that path is well worn.
It might be hard at first. It's like trying to cut through the forest with nail clippers instead of a machete. But as you blaze new neuro pathways to joy and you strengthen them every day, it becomes easier and easier to experience happiness.
So, sorry.
So if you want to feel centered and empowered, you have to form a happiness habit. And by using these 5 steps and walking down that positive path every single day,
you will. And then you'll break the cycle of being hard on yourself. And you'll feel like you're more in charge of your thoughts. You'll be able to change them faster. And you'll feel your neck and shoulders relax. You might even enjoy being around your children again. And you'll feel happier in your relationships and your career.
And since most people have a lot of strong neuro pathways to stressing out, it takes a lot of repetition and practice to feel calm, centered, and empowered. But you can do it.
So bold outer world actions are things you do with other people and outside in society. We've gotten cut off from doing a lot of these things lately, so it's even more important to cultivate strong inner world actions that you can take. So strong outer world actions, bold actions, are playing sports, being in nature, playing with your dog, and getting support. Usually people jump right into bold outer world actions. I mean, who here hasn't felt anxious in yoga class or stressed out while trying to meditate? So now you know. Take deep breaths to turn off stress and turn on relaxation hormones. Care for your body's needs. Give yourself time and space to be. Then take bold action. So go ahead and write 3 bold outer world actions that center you and that are fun for you on your worksheet. And as you do that, I will tell you that you never know who you might meet when you get centered in your power. Before I had a practice of centering myself first, I was doing, I was only doing step 5 actions, and I was intermittently doing the other ones, but I didn't have them down in this order like this. And so they weren't working that well. And I had really strong anxiety and depression from the post-traumatic stress disorder. And even when I was doing these good things for myself, I wasn't able to totally let them in and receive their benefits because my stress levels were so high. So one of the symptoms of being uncentered is going from bad relationship to bad relationship to bad relationship. And I always thought, my love can fix him. So you might be a kind, loving person, but when you're not centered in your power, your love can get distorted and it can make it hard for you to identify healthy love. And it makes it really hard for you to love yourself. And it's common to bounce between aggression and submission. The middle is your centered power. But I did that. I went from doormat, cold-hearted bitch, doormat, cold-hearted bitch, right? I'd totally shut down or I'd let the guy walk all over me. And I was trying to be spiritual. I was trying to be super compassionate, but because I wasn't centered in my power, my heart just kept getting trampled on and it really sucked. So then I spent 2 years alone, really getting centered, really practicing these steps and doing a specific manifestation practice. Because I wanted to vibrate at the healthy energy frequency of a loving relationship. And when I could sustain that healthy, empowered, centered love frequency, that's when I attracted the love of my life. Dale and I have been together for 12 years, and it's still fantastic. He still makes me all squishy.
And he's the best tech guy ever.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the reason we're here today. Thanks, Dale.
So Casey, what happens to you when you practice staying centered?
When I'm centered, I handle situations in a healthier way and I catch my freakouts before they gain momentum. As I was working on this class in my living room, I looked up and I heard drip, I'm sorry, I heard drip, 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 and I looked up and I saw that there was water coming down from my ceiling. My partner was in the shower. And so I immediately started to freak out. And I recognized freak out right away as one of my uncentered alarms. So I took a breath, checked in with my body. All of my biological needs were met. I was fed. I was
rested,
hydrated. I was rested. And I sat for a few seconds, just gave myself a little bit of time to be. And then I acted.
And how long did that take? Like a few seconds?
A few seconds.
See, you can do this really fast. Yeah. You can do it in a big, huge way, and you can do it just like that. That took her a few seconds to go through that. And stress hormones, back down.
Right. Then I was able to just calmly walk up the steps, open the door, say, hey, babe, can you turn the shower off? There's something going on with the pipes. He was like, no problem. Right. Before I had the 5-step process, I would have freaked out. I would have let my mind go to worst case scenario. This is going to be so expensive. My homeowner's insurance, you know, the whole train that you can go down, the worry train. And now I just feel like I have more control over how I respond. And it feels pretty amazing. So,
yeah, I love that. So when you feel stressed, overwhelmed, shallow breaths, irritable, you know, bring yourself to center by using your breath, checking in with your body, give yourself time and space to be, and then take a bold, centered action. Always in that order. You will start feeling happier for longer and longer periods of time. And the more positive energy you send out, the more positive energy comes back to you. I am now surrounded by kind, helpful people, a loving partner, an amazing home, and incredible opportunities keep coming to me. Actually, in ways that I never could have imagined before. I've just been a manifestation queen lately. So the better you feel on the inside, the better your world gets on the outside. And then empowered, centered people create positive change in the world in positive ways. And our world sure could use some positive change right about now.
All right, so let's complete your worksheet. What are the top 3 things that will dramatically change in your life when you consistently feel calm and centered? Go ahead and write those down. See people write.
Yeah. So make a note of those 3 things. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that using this 5-step formula can help you with why you came here today? And we would love for you to shout out your number. 1 is not at all, and 10 is absolutely yes. So what's your number?
You can go ahead and unmute yourselves.
9.
9.
Good for you.
8.
8. Yes. Get it. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's so great. We promised we would tell you the number 1 thing that makes this stick. Repetition, repetition. Repetition. The more you do these 5 steps, the more you make happy hormones, the stronger your neural pathways to positive thoughts and behaviors become, and the easier it is for you to stay centered in your power. So be patient, be consistent. You don't plant tomato seeds today and expect to pick a tomato tomorrow. And remember, if you aren't training yourself to feel centered, you are training yourself to feel uncentered. And we know you're excited to try out the Happy Woman formula on your own. And we also know that it can be really hard to remember to do something new and to stay motivated to do it on your own. So don't worry. We're here for you.
We promise to tell you how you can take this deeper. we've set up a special day to embody the happy woman formula.
Yes, and we're going to help you do it.
So you already know this can help you. We want to make it easy for you to stay centered in a stressful world. So go ahead in the chat box and click the link, Happy Woman Academy, and register for the Empowered Anyway Women's Day. It's only $97.
Yes. So the Empowered Anyway Women's Day is November 7th, which is the Saturday after the election, when you're really going to need some soothing, because no matter who wins, we've still got another old white guy in the White House. So you can click the link in the chat box now and register for the Empowered Anyway Women's Day. It's thehappywomanacademy.com/empowered. So click the link in the chat box, www.thehappywomanacademy.com/empowered. We're going to take super great care of you all day long. We've set up this gorgeous nurturing day for you. So just click the link and you'll get your ticket, and we will see you there at the Empowered Anyway Women's Day.
Yay. Woo! Thank you all so, so much for being here today. Thank you for your time. And we will see you at the Empowered Anyway Women's Day on November 7th. If you love our show, please take 1 minute right now and leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to our podcast. You have no idea how much this helps us. Thank you so much. And remember, Elizabeth and I offer one-on-one sessions. Go to slowthefdownshow.com to schedule your free consultation.